When you are in a job that is draining you, that you don't enjoy, it is so easy to focus so much on how much effort it took to get you where you are that it can make the idea of making a career pivot feel scary. But when you start to focus on what you will gain by making a pivot, it becomes so much more worth it. So in this episode, I am sharing some surprising benefits that I experienced in my own career when I made a career pivot, as well as some surprising benefits that clients have shared with me when they pivoted into more fulfilling careers where they could thrive. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role and recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Happy to have you here. I've been thinking lately about how when we have conversations around being unhappy at work and wanting to make a career pivot, it is so easy to focus on the past and the present. So one of the problems that I help women solve is figure out what are the roles they can pivot into. And when we are having these conversations, I notice that a lot of times women are focused on, you know, how long they've been in this job, the skills they've developed, how people have treated them, what they have or haven't done, what their life is like now, and how unhappy and miserable they are, which is all fine. Like, you have to consider those things to move forward. However, something that I see happen is when you're so focused on the past and the present to the detriment of not even thinking about the future, you often fall prey to thinking about everything you will lose when you make the pivot, whether... realistic, but not sure whether it's true or not. Maybe that's the word I want to use. So for example, you know, I'll hear women talking about feeling like they're leaving their team behind, or they're being disloyal to a company, or they're leaving some level of comfort they have from the job, or a manager who had helped them, or a manager who supported them, or the salary, right? Like, it's, here's what I'm going to lose if I make this pivot. Even when you know that you're not happy, right? Even when you know for a fact that this job is making you miserable and unhappy, it is so easy to focus on what you think you will lose. And I think that's normal, right? Like, there's this sense of loss aversion that we have as human beings where I think it's almost like a protective mechanism where you don't want to lose out on certain things that your brain has defined as a benefit. And at the same time, when we think about doing fulfilling work, I know for a fact that when you focus too much on the past and you don't think at all about what you will gain, it makes it that much harder to make a pivot. Now, there are obviously some very sort of obvious benefits that you probably are already thinking about when it comes to making a career pivot, whether it's things like being less stressed, feeling less miserable and more fulfilled, being more joyful, potentially even making more money depending on what you're earning now and what you're aiming for. Those are very common. What I want to do in this episode is I want to share with you some surprising ways that your life absolutely changes and transforms when you make a career pivot into a more fulfilling career. And I'm going to start first by sharing what I saw happen in my own life when I made that pivot. And then there are conversations that I have had with clients after they made their pivot where they have shared ways that their own lives have changed. And so then I'll share some of those just briefly with you, what I have heard clients say, just to start giving you, I would say, the motivation that you need to get off the fence. Like, if I'm being straight up, this episode really is for you if you have known for 3, 4, 5 years now that your job is not working and you need to make a move, but fear has kept you stuck. Whether you are afraid of starting over, of not finding anything better, of not having the skills to do anything else, of losing money, whatever the fear is, something has kept you in a situation that you know good and well is not good for you. And so I'm hoping that with this episode, it will move you off that fence to finally take action, whatever your action needs to be. Take the first step to actually landing, or I should say to actually pivoting to land a fulfilling career. So I'm hoping that this episode will just show you some things you might not have thought of, give you a vision of what your life can look like when you're not going to a job that you dread every day, a job that is draining you, where you know you're not doing meaningful work, you feel unhappy, you feel undervalued, you feel underpaid. Like, what will your life look like when you're not doing that? Like I said, I want to start by sharing what I experienced once I started doing fulfilling work, and then I'll share with you some of what I have heard from clients, their own experiences. Let's get into it. The first one, and this is one that I have actually also heard multiple clients say to me, so this one kind of crosses over, but I'm going to speak more from my own experience. And this first one is that you just get to show up more authentically in work and in your life. Like, you just show up more authentically. So I'm saying this because when I think about when I started doing fulfilling work, it was like I found my voice. That sounds so weird to say and hard to describe, but there was this sense of no longer masking or hiding who I truly was, because I knew that I was in a work environment that matched who I was. I was using my skills. I was using my talent. I felt confident in the value that I was bringing. So I knew that, okay, it's two things. One, I was about to say, like, I knew that, you know, being authentic was not going to cost me my job, because I have found that for a lot of women, especially Black women, it is usually a fear of maybe being ostracized, losing the job, whatever it may be, that might keep us from being authentic. So there was that lens. And the other big lens, there was just my faith. In my head, I'm going to show up authentically. And if I don't get this job, or if I'm not successful here, in the sense of, I'm thinking of when I was a professor, where it's like the first 5 years were technically probation, because you had to prove yourself, let's be honest, to then get tenured. I remember just thinking, okay, if I don't get tenured, then this is not where God wanted me to be. Like, I just leaned on my faith, but I was able to show up more authentically, from talking about the causes and issues that mattered to me to kind of like pushing back with my team when policies or decisions didn't make sense. The work I did was just very, as a nature of just being in counseling, one of the fourth blocks of our field is social justice. So I had to do a lot of social justice work, which included advocating for Black students, for other students of color, pushing back on, let's be candid, policies that might have been prejudiced or racist. And I was able to do that authentically, to be bold in my conviction of what was right and wrong, and speak up without fear. And I think of, I've been seeing a lot online now, a lot of Black women are like, you know what? I'm no longer speaking up at work. Like, I am in the phase where I'm just going to be quiet. And I totally understand why Black women are doing that. They're exhausted. They're tired. They don't want to keep like putting in effort into workplaces where maybe they are not heard, or their ideas are stolen or used against them. I get it. And at the same time, it makes me kind of sad and sorry for them, because work is where we spend most of our waking hours. So imagine working in a place where you feel like your voice is stifled, your voice can't be heard, your voice is not valued or worth anything. Like, to me, that is extremely painful. So that is just one first surprising benefit. I didn't expect that when I made my pivot, right? I just wanted to do work that I enjoyed. And a nice bonus was I got to show up so much more authentically in my career and in life. What I noticed is, because I was able to show up authentically at work, which again, work is where we spend most of our waking hours, that trickled into the rest of my life, my conversations with people. I knew my values better. I knew my convictions better. And it showed up in conversations I was having, in relationships. People knew, like, I remember one time we were playing like some kind of couples game, just a group of us. And they asked a question like, if your partner were to start a like a nonprofit, what would it be? And my husband was like, about me, he's like, something with Black people or Black women and advancement. I'm like, yep, he knows me. Like, I'm going to be advocating for someone. And I'm saying that because those beliefs became so much more clearer because I was showing up authentically everywhere in my life. And so my values were coming through more. I was more clear in communicating them. And I just was never having to hide. And I think that is just a wonderful benefit. The second surprising benefit for me was I became so much more financially literate and financially independent. And I think that was just a nature of because I was doing more fulfilling work where I was valued and making more money than I had ever made before, I was forced. Some of that might just be values, right? Financial independence has always been a value of mine. So I wasn't just taking all that money and just spending it. And so I was forced, though, to ask myself, okay, how do I start building for future me, for retirement? How do I grow this money? What do I do with this money? I didn't want to just spend it and be wasteful. And so I actually took time. I read books about financial literacy. I, you know, was following more financial educators on social media. I learned about the stock market. I learned how to grow my money. And now, like, I'm the one, like, I'm getting friends, clients, even my husband, I'm telling them what to do with their money to grow it, to think about their future and independence. Like, I've always thought if I were to do something else that wasn't career coaching, I would love to teach women how to grow their money and build financial independence in a way that isn't stifling. And that to me was a surprising benefit where because I was valued and this money was coming in and I wasn't always stressed, I was able to start thinking of the future. I was able to think about future me and what work would look like and what I wanted for myself. And I think it's important to even share here that future thinking is absolutely a privilege, okay? Because when you are doing work that, so I guess maybe this is going to be a sub surprising benefit, a sub of this first one. When you're doing work, when you're in a workplace that is constantly stressing you out, it's draining you, whether it's because of the microaggressions, the bad boss, the lack of recognition, lack of growth, lack of support, whatever it may be, it's not the right place for you. What you have to recognize is that that environment keeps your body in a constant state of fight or flight. Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the three specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode. Those stressors, right? Those micro stressors happening over and over and over without giving your system a break to recover leads to really a trauma response for your body. That's one of the things that we talk about often in the counseling world is trauma is a normal reaction to an abnormal event. And a lot of times when we talk about trauma, it's so easy for us to talk about the big things, right? An accident, death, abuse, big things. What people often don't know is that the research shows that even those small moments lead to trauma responses when the small moments happen so frequently that your body doesn't have time to recover. And that is what happens when you work in a toxic workplace. You are stressed so frequently that eventually it leads to a trauma response. Here's where I'm going with that. When your system is consistently activated, you are in survival mode. You're just trying to survive your job. You're just thinking, how do I make it through today without being embarrassed? How do I make it through today without being belittled? Like, your brain is very much today focused that you cannot, or it's harder, I should say, to start thinking of future you and your future life. Thinking about the future is a task for your frontal cortex, the grown-up part of the brain is how I like to say it. Meanwhile, when you are in a toxic environment that is stressing you and keeping your system activated, the toddler, the baby part of your brain, the one that is responsible for keeping you safe and alive, that is the one that is dominant. So when I say that I was able to think about the future and think about what I wanted to do with my money, that was also as a benefit of working in a place where I wasn't consistently toxically stressed, because there is positive stress that I was under that's good. Positive stress can help us grow. Stress is not always bad. I'm talking about the bad kind that stresses your nervous system. It makes it hard for you to think about the future, to plan for the future, to create a vision for your life, not to mention thinking about what to do with your money. So I guess that is like a, maybe I'll say that's number three, right? The first one was showing up authentically. The second one is financial independence. And I guess the third one, sub point, is future thinking and future vision casting for yourself that comes as a result of not consistently being stressed. Another surprising benefit that I found was how my relationship with the Lord strengthened. This by far, I think, is the biggest surprise for me, because I never would have thought before I experienced it, I never would have thought that doing work you love will make you feel closer to the Lord. Like, it just even sounds weird saying it out loud. But the way it worked for me was, because I was operating in my zone of genius, I was doing work I enjoyed. Like, literally, when I've said this before in my content, and I wasn't joking, I would literally have moments where I would walk out of class and I'd be like, thank you, Lord, for a job that I love. Like, I was just so grateful and appreciative. I still am, of the ability to do work that to me felt like I was leveraging the talents God had given me. I would say things that I'm like, that was the Holy Spirit. Like, I felt like the Lord was with me in my work, and it just made me feel so much more seen by Him, so much more loved by Him, so much more valued by Him. And it just made me want to be with Him more. And that was a surprising benefit. It felt like, or it has felt like, and still does, like every time I enjoy my work and I'm thriving in my work, I just feel like the Lord is with me, and I feel like His daughter, and I feel like it's a blessing, and I want to worship Him and spend more time with Him. And to me, I think that's just a surprising benefit that people don't think of, because I've often seen, this is like the flip side of that coin, if you are a Christian specifically and you don't like your career and you have been miserable for years, if you might not notice it straight up, but I think it's easy for you to get into this feeling like God has forgotten you, questioning, where is the Lord? Why am I so miserable every day? God is not with me. God has forgotten me. Like, you could have those thoughts if you're not careful. And the flip side is that when you are doing work that you love, you feel His presence, you feel seen by Him, you feel cared for by Him, you feel loved by Him, and your relationship with Him just strengthens. And that was one beautiful, surprising benefit that I saw when I made a pivot into a more fulfilling career. Another surprising benefit is that when you're doing work that is fulfilling, so you are not constantly in that state of stress and activation, your nervous system starts regulating and you just get to be healthier overall. I don't know if you know this, and I guess for me, this is a benefit of doing work I love. I've become so much more health. This is not the thing that I don't know if you know. I'm just giving you context. I've become so much more health conscious. Like, I would say maybe in the past 2-3 years, like, I'm trying to stay away from added sugar. Right now, I'm on a journey of trying to build more muscle, because it's like, look, I'm in my mid-30s. They say muscle mass starts to deteriorate, and I want to be a strong, hot 70-year-old, God willing. So I'm really trying to take care of my body. And one thing that I have learned in that journey is how bad cortisol is for us as women when we think about our health, or I should say how bad too much cortisol is for us as women. And this is what I was saying, was I don't know if you know this, but like, cortisol can really stress you out. From, it makes it harder to lose weight, harder to relax. It keeps your body stressed, which is harder for you to recover. It's just really not a good hormone for us to consistently have present in our system. Now, there are moments where we need cortisol when we're working out, when we wake up in the morning, that's fine, but not consistently throughout the day. And so when you are doing fulfilling work, you are better able to regulate your nervous system because you're not always consistently stressed. Because you're not consistently stressed by a bad manager, tasks that they give you that you're not supported to complete, or being taken advantage of, or not being paid well, because all of those things are not present, you're able to like just take a deep breath at work multiple times, feel calm and at peace, which then trickles down to help you with your overall health, from your physical health to your mental health. Because like I said, for us as women, when we have higher levels of cortisol, we hold more fat in our midsection, overall in our body, but midsection especially. And so you could be doing everything right. You could be eating right, working out, but if you are stressed, you will not lose the weight that you want to lose. Not to mention sleep quality. If you are stressed, your sleep is worse than when you are relaxed. We need to be like relaxed right before bed. And so that is a benefit of doing work you enjoy that you might not have thought of. It's that your nervous system regulates, which then helps your health in every other area of your life, from your physical health to your mental health. And that is what I have seen. Also, my Oura Ring, I got an Oura Ring maybe, I want to say 4 years ago now, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I don't remember. And it really has helped me see moments where, okay, I've been stressed for a good part of this day. And because my work was peaceful and fulfilling, I was able to find time in the middle of the day to say, okay, I'm going to go just sit down for 15 minutes and recover and rejuvenate my body and restore myself. That is all because I was doing work I enjoyed. There are even times when I am coaching clients, so now where my career is full-time business, and my body is in a restored state according to my Oura Ring, because the work I'm doing is so fulfilling and enjoyable, I'm working and I am not stressed. I am actively in a state of restoration. How amazing is that? To me, I think that's amazing. So that is another surprising benefit that comes your way when you actually finally pivot and prioritize fulfilling work for yourself. Another benefit that I saw happen in my life when I started doing fulfilling work was just being more present in my relationships. So because my work was fulfilling, I have been still able to really develop strong boundaries where work happens during work time. And then, you know, personal time is personal time. But that allowed me to visit family more, be present when I'm with family, be present in conversations. I'm not always thinking about work and what I've left behind and what needs to get done. I can disconnect. I will say, though, this year when I've pivoted into being a business owner, that has changed a little bit. Not in a stressful way, but it's like I'm more responsible for my own money now. So I am often thinking about work a lot, but I'm fine with it. But when I was working a job, I definitely was able to be more present in my relationships, whether it was friends, family, loved ones. I wasn't always thinking about a meeting or a conversation that I had to have or a task that didn't get done. And I just think that that really strengthened the quality of my relationships. So those are some surprising benefits that I saw in my life that, again, you know, I think the make more money, do better work, that's standard, right? Like that's the cliche reasons why people want to make a pivot. But I just think these ones are things that you might not have thought of that I wanted to share. Now, let me just very quickly share some things that I have had clients say that I think has been surprising. I remember one client who worked with me, and the reason why she actually worked with the coach was because her doctor had told her that her blood pressure was way too high. She wasn't sleeping well. So like literally her doctor was like, you need a new job. Like it was not optional. And I remember after we worked together and I helped her pivot into a fulfilling career, she counted, she was telling me, she was like, I'm sleeping 8 hours and 23 minutes. Like she knew to the exact minute how much more she was sleeping, how she just had more peace in her day because her work was not stressing her out. Another client talked about how her days were so calm. I remember this was her exact words. She said she felt like she was cheating because she just had so much more free time in her day. She wasn't stressed about work, thinking about work, that she wasn't even sure what she was going to do next. And she was trying to figure out how to use all that free time. And then I had another client who, for her, because her work was so chill and calm and peaceful and fulfilling, she was able to be there for her parents, her aging parents during the day. She talked about how she was able to go to like a doctor's appointment with her mom, and she never used to be able to do that before we worked together. And so there's that sense of better sleep, more peace, more presence for family when you are doing fulfilling work. And the final one that I've heard from multiple clients, and I even saw with myself, and I think I talked about it a little bit, but not this clearly, was clients talked about how they became so much more confident when they were doing fulfilling work. Confident in their skills, confident in their value add, confident in themselves, because they were doing work that matched who they were and work where they could show up and put their best foot forward. Like work where they could show up and add value to the table and not feel belittled and not be belittled by people in their company. That is the beauty and the benefit of doing fulfilling work. Like legit, your whole life changes. I believe and will die on this hill that you cannot have life satisfaction without career satisfaction, because work is where we spend most of our waking hours. The data is if you work a minimum of 40 hours a week over your adult lifetime, you will work 90,000 hours. 90,000 hours of your life. There's just no way you can be happy everywhere else in your life if the place where you spend most of your waking hours is making you miserable. It's just not possible, because all that misery, when you leave work, that misery that you've been holding in because you were trying to be professional at work, it comes spilling out into the rest of your life. This is where you're always complaining to your loved ones, or you're hiding from your friends. You don't want to talk about work. You don't like your work. Like it shows up everywhere else in your life. And so I hope that if nothing else, this episode has just helped you hear and start to envision how your life can change and be so much more different when you are doing fulfilling work. I really want to invite and encourage you to prioritize fulfillment in your career. Stop settling. Stop settling because you think you can't have anything better, or because you think the job market is too hard, or because you think the economy is too unstable. Stop settling. People are finding fulfilling work in this same economy and market that we're in. It just takes the right strategy and the right approach, which is exactly what I help my clients do. So if you're someone who knows that you have been unhappy for years now, and you've been given one excuse after the other for why you have stayed in that job, I just want to invite you to come off the excuse train. It's time to stop making excuses for a workplace that doesn't value you, for a workplace that is belittling you and making you feel less than. It's time to just stop doing that and prioritize your joy, prioritize your fulfillment, knowing that when you are happy in your career and your life, everybody else benefits. The company benefits, your loved ones benefit. Like there's no losing scenario here when you prioritize fulfillment in your career. And if your biggest struggle is you just don't know where to start, you're like, I don't even know, like, what am I supposed to do? What do my skills qualify for? How do I find fulfilling work? Let's have a conversation. I would love to have a conversation with you about how I could support you into making a pivot into a more fulfilling career. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, you can book a free career clarity call with me. That is the very first step to seeing if working together is right. Because on that call, we'll talk about what's happening in your career, where you're feeling miserable, what you've tried, where you feel stuck. And then I'll share with you the specific ways that I will help you make a pivot and guide you towards making a decision about if working together is the right next step for you and your career. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, C-A-L-L, to book your free call today. And let's talk about how we can help you pivot into a career that helps you experience these surprising benefits, right? A career where you can show up authentically, where your relationship with God is strengthened, where you can build financial independence, regulate your nervous system, and just be more present in your relationships and healthier overall. I can't wait to see your call come through on my calendar. And again, I hope you found this episode helpful. Thank you for listening to the end. And as usual, I'll catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.